You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Welcome to the Big Sui, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, fat face, and the habitual liar.
We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Dan, I think there's a young person thing going on, and I need to learn because you know how emotionally invested I am in my teams. When Southern Miss led Miami 7-3, I was despondent. I was inconsolable. I thought I was just wasting all my time and effort and resources.
You're not going to be good around this stuff, Mike. You're too emotional. No. Your biggest investment in time and money and emotion and everything is Hurricanes football by leaps and bounds. You've gotten embedded in the program. I'd say, as someone who's worked in this market for a long time, I would say that no reporter has been embedded in a team, the way that you have been, and you're totally unreasonable.
I don't have a lot of free time, and most of my free time is devoted to the University of Miami and working on all that stuff. But so Miami ended up winning easily. It was really refreshing to have a team make a halftime adjustment. I haven't seen a coaching staff do that in a very long time. I think that's the headline from that game. But I was just totally inconsolable when they were down 7-3. So I'm an emotional creature. I can't divest myself from that. And so naturally, I want to feed off of other people's grief. When other people that I know feel very strongly about their sports teams lose, that helps fuel me.
It's one of the best things in sports. Billy, do you enjoy doing this? Chris, do you enjoy doing this? Enjoying the misery of one of your friends who's
I don't enjoy anything.
A sports fan of a team that is losing or suffering, because this conversation started because I just asked Jessica, how are you holding up?
Yeah, so I naturally wanted to drink Jess's tears. Everybody did.
Because Marshall beat Notre Dame.
Oh, that happened?
Wait, what?
Oh, that happened?
Oh, I'm sad now. Okay.
Jessica, is Notre Dame your greatest emotional allegiance in sports? Which one is the greatest emotional? Which is the one that hurts the most or creates the most joy when something happens with your team?
That's a good question. Steelers and Notre Dame are pretty up there for me.
I have all these questions, too. Because I was like, Jess, on aggregate, you had a very good football weekend. But then I was like, wait, is Pitt one of her teams now? I'm not entirely sure.
Then you have to think about the fact that the Irish technically went 1-1 this weekend.
What?
The Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Queen. That's a good joke, actually. That's huh.
better unexplained.
Yeah.
I like their yard markers, by the way, Notre Dame. I was watching them. I don't know why everyone doesn't have it. Like, it says how many yards to go on them, like, digitally. I was watching the game, and it says, like, third down, 4 to go. Or maybe it just said, like, third down on it. There was a number on it. I like the fact that there was a digital number.
Look, guys, she's doing it again. She's totally successfully deflected. We're looking to drink her tears. She won't allow us to do it. She is elite at this.
I've always thought it's a mask. I've thought that she's got to protect herself around cruelty and awful. And so I've assumed she can't show people too much vulnerability because they can't be trusted with it.
No, but when things are humming, she'll certainly rub it in your face.
Oh,
but,
that's not true. I don't know what you're talking about. I have never rubbed anyone in anything's face here.
What?
That was stealing because of the Chardonnay.
Watch it around the board.
Is Marcus Freeman the only coach that can not get worse looking when he's 0-2?
Oh, wow. Yes. Yes.
He's still as good looking. Because usually if he's 0-2, lose to Marshall, all of a sudden, not good looking. I looked at him, good looking.
He beat that quarter zip by at least 40. He hung 40 on that quarter zip. Dude is still, he's not just a dish. He's the entire meal. He looks incredible. And it makes me have confidence that he'll figure it out. But Jess does not give me the pain and suffering that I was looking for. And I'm beginning to think that this is a young person thing because I woke up Saturday morning. I was like, oh, wait, UCF played an ACC opponent. Let me see how that turned out. And so I went to Twitter and I checked UCF for the final graphic.
That was awesome.
And I was on that graphic for a very long time in the morning because I don't know if you saw how small the number was with the final score. Final was big. Numbers hard to find. But through zooming in, I found out that UCF lost at home. So naturally, the very next move, I searched Jeremy Taché on Twitter. And I want to drink his tears. Gave me nothing. You young kids, get more emotional and become unreasonable about your sports teams and give me your pain and suffering.
Do you think Gojo is a young person? Because he was tweeting through it.
Oh, no.
No. Gojo and Jess were very quiet on the text when Notre Dame was going down. Because Stugatz.
Wait, no, I wasn't. I replied to you.
Was a little quiet.
I texted you back.
Because Stugatz.
I didn't leave the group like Mike.
We spoke.
Oh, Mike
didn't even. He left because of attendance banter. Team wasn't even bad. Oh. He left the group text because of attendance banter.
Another bad crowd. Huh?
No, Mike. I think you're right about.
That was. More on that in a second. Let's stick to Notre Dame. Don't fall for it again.
No, obfuscating. She's obfuscating. It's working.
Let me tell you why I left that group chat. Because you started an attendance controversy that flatly wasn't. You took a pregame picture that featured two empty bandstands, and you're like, wow, bad turnout.
Dude, that lower level. I mean, it may be filled up once the first quarter started. At the start, it's sad.
Yeah, once the first quarter started, everybody's in the concourse because it's 110 degrees.
I do not want to argue
you
again.
You took the one section of the stadium.
You said the lower bowl would be filled with excitement for Cristobal before the game.
It was.
You said when he ran out, it would be like Notre Dame, you said.
No, I said it would be an electric atmosphere. They got 12,000 more fans at that game than they had for their
Saturday.
Yeah, because it was stupid. I saw the photo. The photo that he sent. The photo. It's always the photo pregame of the bandstands.
There were 46,000 people there Saturday.
No.
At Southern Miss? No, Southern Miss, I'll absolutely have that debate. It was super embarrassing.
Mike, eye on the ball.
Protect your mental health. Leave the group if it's going to trigger you. That's fine.
It was triggering because it was
Practice
so uneducated.
Good mental hygiene.
Like, how are you going to send me?
I was looking at a photo.
How are you going to send me the Miami bandstand and the Bethune bandstand?
It was half of the field.
It was 20 minutes before the
game. It wasn't just the bandstand.
20 minutes before the game.
It was half of the lower bowl.
It's always the half of the lower bowl with the bands. They're not there.
If they just turned the camera around, it would have been so packed.
That other half of the stadium was
so packed.
You should be embarrassed. I left the group because I'm like, he can't be this stupid. He cannot be starting a controversy that is not there. He cannot be falling for it.
Who's the stupid one? You're arguing an empty stadium was filled.
On the other side, it was the angle. Behind the camera, it was super full. You don't get it.
Jessica's dancing because Notre Dame
Five
lost
the sections were band sections. God damn it.
Notre Dame.
It was before the game. You sent the picture 20 minutes before the game. It was the Bethune area. It's always
the picture was as they were running out.
That was good attendance. Saturday was shit. That was good attendance.
That was good.
Jessica.
No, Bethune was good. That was 55,000. That's a
reason. Yeah, at halftime, maybe.
No. I mean, it's 110 degrees and you're sending photos
but
of like, the
But you were saying
area.
The day before they are going to welcome Mario here. When he runs out on that field, he's going to feel the palpable difference. And it felt like every Bethune-Cookman game.
No, it didn't.
I know that people filed in.
No, because I've been to every Bethune-Cookman game.
I'm going to stop.
maybe a little better
now, because we've reached a terrible place when we're yelling at each other about UM attendance and ignoring that Jessica just spent 15 seconds dancing like Michael Flatley. She physically got up and did. I don't even know what
that, keep doing this?
What that dance would be called. Her team lost at home to Marshall.
I'm not going
to
let her keep getting away with this.
There's no way. There's no way that didn't hurt, Jessica. I know you've got to put on a brave face, but at home to Marshall, Marcus Freeman, you wanted Brian Kelly. You were happy that he's gone.
All right, let's start here. First off, two things. Mike, I think you're onto something with the generational difference in fandom, because if you remember last year, the Jaguars had a clown out when they retained their GM. This is like the thing that I notice in a lot of other young people. We all think the world's going to end by the time we're like 35. So we're just laughing and going along with the memes. We're all nihilists. We know we're going to die. None of it matters. We laugh in the face of our own pain. That is accurate.
Okay.
SpongeBob memes for life. Second thing. Yeah, Dan, it sucked. What do you want me to say? It was bad.
Just cry. Start crying.
Can you cry?
Can you cry?
Hang on. I haven't cried since like 2006.
I'm gonna take my cell phone out. Just cry.
That's not true. That's impossible.
No, you're due. I cry. Let one out.
You don't cry. Can you just cry, please? 2006.
I don't think I can cry.
Just cry, please.
I don't.
What is happening? I threw out a scenario where they can get Brian Kelly back and be 2-0 to see if her and Gojo would bite. Neither of them even wanted to respond. They refused this game.
Well, I said if Notre Dame fired Marcus Freeman after two games, Dan would do 17 episodes about it. Yeah.
I'm still mad that they gave Charlie Weiss so much more time than Ty Willingham.
Oh, yeah, there was a problem with that.
Well, Ty Willingham also didn't recruit well, and neither Charlie Weiss didn't do a good job
either.
We're
doing the show.
And this is why Brian Kelly, when he took over in 2011, lost a lot of these games. He lost to Tulsa. He lost to South Florida. But even until later in his tenure at Notre Dame, where he did have recruits coming in and did have a little bit more like institutional control over like what was going on, they still lost bad games. And it wasn't until 2017, well into his time at Notre Dame, that they really started being a consistent football team that beat unranked teams. And even then, there were still a couple games in the last couple of years against Ball State and Toledo where they almost lost them. And this was one of those ones where Notre Dame just got dominated and they couldn't do anything in the fourth quarter or in the second half, really, offensively. They're weak in a few position groups. It showed. Marshall had a really good game plan. They had a few talented players that just ran over all over the field. And I think Notre Dame fans are definitely resetting expectations. I don't think that after week two, you can ask for heads to roll, because I think that that's a little soon. But
when can heads roll?
I think, it's Notre Dame.
Don't
so
answer that
the
question seriously.
Why?
Who do they got
don't
next? Must
that
win.
Question it's seriously, a serious question. Jessica.
By the way, I do have a question with NIL and the transfer portal. Coaches should have a shorter leash now, right? Because you don't need four years to build and recruit. You can get people the next season.
That's not entirely true. And that's not exactly how the successful programs are building their teams. You can probably have a decent team by building through the portal, but you're not going to be Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, or Georgia. Like I think Notre Dame probably should have been more aggressive in the portal going into the season, knowing the weak spots they had on offense specifically. But for whatever reason, either they weren't or they missed out. But Billy, I don't think I think if Notre Dame loses a game like this in year three of Marcus Freeman, because I hope that he will get a chance to stick around.
Well, I don't think
he'll
have a year three if he keeps losing those.
I'm not saying he should be fired after week two,
no,
but at the same time, you don't get 4 years anymore, right? With a recruiting class, because you can.
Scott Frost got like five.
Yeah, which was that's super true.
Their fan base
wanted his head for two of them.
Woody, you and I were talking in the kitchen. Like, it must be so incredibly frustrating for Texas A&M and Nebraska because they are throwing so many resources just at the football.
You can chuck
program.
Texas in there too.
Their entire identity, at least Texas, it looks like they won.
Robbed. They were robbed. Oh, totally we don't have
robbed.
To get into that.
Totally
their
robbed.
Quarterback.
Get
got
to
hurt.
That later.
Their,
yeah.
Their quarterback was healthy. I thought they were going to win that game by two
my
touchdowns.
My means of frustration with Miami was like, well, they just don't care. Like those programs, they don't have that problem. They are caring more than anybody else, and they still can't get it right. And I am worried about Notre Dame in the portal era because with NIL. And the fact that it's not very punitive to leave your school, I mean, it becomes a less desirable location. And I do think that you can be much more impatient with a head coach. Look at how quickly Mel Tucker changed things
at
Michigan
State. You can if there's someone that you like that you want to hire. Mm-hmm. If there's not someone that you like, then you keep the guy around. But
Urban Meyer?
No. Wow.
I mean, that was always like the rumor that it was the dream job.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Why? He's rebuilding.
I don't think
his
brand aligns with Notre Dame's anymore.
Steve Sarkisian said after that game, we didn't lose, we just ran out of time. And when he gets let go by Texas, he will not have been fired. He will have just run out of time. Like that, coaches love saying that. God, you were so close to have in a great college football weekend. Texas was so close. They even changed the rankings. That's how bad Texas has been for a while. Alabama dropped by merely winning a road game against Texas behind Georgia, even though Georgia only won by 33 against Samford.
The rankings are so weird. Florida beats Utah in the first week. We have no idea how good anybody is. Florida is unranked. Florida jumps to 12. Now Florida loses to Kentucky. Kentucky shoots up.
No,
Florida
it's ridiculous.
Is still ranked, but Utah is ahead of Florida. It makes zero sense.
And also, like, I was watching the game, the Kentucky-Florida game, with one of my girlfriends who's not like a big college football fan. And she was like, wow, this looks like it's going to be a big upset because Kentucky was beating Florida. And I was like, well, I think they were actually the points favorite to win. And she's like, well, how does that work? So I was trying to explain, like, well, the ranking that you see, like the 12 and the 20, those are voted on by reporters who don't get to watch every game. Like, they're...
They have to put their ballots in by, like, 8 a.m. Sunday
Kentucky
morning.
Kentucky was not favored in that game at Florida.
No, I think it was a 6.5 point spread.
Okay, maybe you're right.
Florida by 6.
Bad example then. But I was explaining the difference between the spread and the AP poll ranking.
I'm winning for the first time in a while.
And I was trying to, like...
Actually winning again.
I was trying to explain how you could be favored against a team that's ranked ahead of you, but also like not be ahead of them compared to the rest of the field. The AP poll is just like, it's not like the most accurate, shockingly, way to determine who's good and who's not good.
Hey, it's Mike, and I know you were hoping for an update on those fishtail ponds in my backyard. Well, have I got news for you. I actually got lighting installed, and I can change it with an app. Beautiful fishtail palms lit up red, depending on my mood. If my hockey team wins, we light those suckers red. Anyways, I like being outside. I like looking at those fishtail palms. You love hearing about it. But what's in my hand other than my app changing the lighting? A Miller Lite is in my hand. That's right, because I know when a Miller Lite is in my hand, I make a good time, Miller time. I take that first sip, I know immediately I made the right call. Nothing goes with my fishtail palms quite like a Miller Lite. It makes everything so much better. And I'm going to have some people over. I'm going to toss them that beautiful white can. They're going to say, heck yeah. And they're going to have that first sip and know, just like me, that they made the right call. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Don Libertard.
Billy's got a conundrum here. He's got a dog now, and he doesn't know how to socialize with other dog owners.
Stugats.
Dogs, Dan. I don't know if you're aware of dogs. Dogs like to smell each other and kind of like socialize and all that stuff. So then I'm holding onto a leash with my dog on it while another owner is doing the same thing, and I don't know how to interact with this owner in this case. Like, hey, you know, my dog likes your dog's butt smell. As you guys know, I'm not good at small talk, so like this is a nightmare for me because what do I talk to these other dog owners about?
I experienced this exact same thing with my kid at a park.
It's the same thing. Kids and dogs
it's
are basically the same.
It's the same exact thing.
Put it on the
thing.
Poll right. At Lebetard yeah. Show. Are kids and dogs basically the same?
Because my two-year-old wants to run over and play with other kids, and all of a sudden I'm standing there, and our two kids are kind of chasing each other, and we're like, hey, yeah, there's our kids. How about that?
This is the Don Lebetard Show with the Stugats.
I'm sorry. Steve Sarkisian said... They ran out of time, but they were up with like 50 seconds to go. Sounds like gave them too much time.
Oh, I love playing that game during football.
He didn't run out of time. He had too much time.
Especially in college.
Given enough time away.
There is a guy at every football watch party in every home in America on a Sunday afternoon that looks at the television and goes, too much time.
Yep.
Left him too much time. That is a classic watching football observation.
Woody, I'm going to tell you right now. Last year, Cowboys Bucks, I was that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboys went up, and there was like a minute to go. And that's too much time for Brady. I felt so proud of myself. I felt like
Snatch. That's such a smart observation.
Does that come from anywhere other than playing video games and getting burned playing video games every single time?
I've never played video games. That just comes from watching football. I've never played like Madden.
Why?
I just never had it growing up.
Hey, you played it in 04, you played it.
Jessica hasn't cried since 2006. She's never played.
I got rid of my Nintendo DS.
Video games. She will not give you her
never
suffering.
Never ridden a roller coaster.
What?
Dan, to answer your question, yes, it sucks, but it's week two. You have to just take it week by week from here. See how the rest of the season plays out. I still believe in Marcus Freeman and Tommy Rees. I'm hopeful that they'll turn things around.
But that sounds like a press conference. You got to take them week to week. Like you sound like you're giving press conference.
That's how I feel as a fan.
No, you don't.
She likes Marcus Freeman a lot.
Jessica, you have to.
I want him to be successful. I really do.
Me too.
So I'm going to take it week.
I want to see that guy on the sidelines as long as possible.
My evaluation of him week by week.
Like, I licked my TV screen. I just licked it.
What else are you supposed to do? Like, I can't project what's going to happen in week 12, Dan. It's only week two.
As Notre
he
Dame
is hot.
Look, Marcus Freeman is a symbol in a lot of ways. An amazing story because Brian Kelly goes out and is now a villain in sports. Notre Dame, always a villain in sports, gives a tough job and a good job to the young, impossibly handsome man who looks like no one who's ever roamed that sideline for them before.
It's his chest
for
me.
Ty Willingham would like a word. Did I do that right, Chris?
At Ty Willingham show. Did not have that chest.
Are those Marcus Freeman cups worthless now because he lost the game?
It's week two, Billy. Like, this may not define his legacy. Maybe it will. We will see. But we don't know anything yet. It's week two.
And they lost to Marshall.
It's a bad loss.
Marshall
it's a bad
bad.
Loss.
Jessica, the thing that
I'm
happened, though.
I'm admitting that to you. What else do you want from me?
We're getting warmer.
Jessica, you're getting
fire somebody.
I'm not going to fire anyone.
This is Jessica.
It's fine.
Jessica.
Jess, calm down. You're getting emotional.
This is the Game of Thrones. Cersei walking down the streets episode. Yeah. There you go. Stand in the back.
Jess, you are getting far too.
We don't need to talk about Notre Dame anymore if you don't want.
No, we do.
You are the ones who keep interrupting me and talking over me.
Yes.
All of you.
You're all fired.
They're at the center of all the conference talk. They're the most valuable independent entity. And when they were up at the half against Ohio State, the season and the hope felt a lot different than it does right now. And the expectations going into that Marshall game were different because they played well against Ohio State.
Well, I think everybody's expectations are skewed because of the numbers next to the names, and especially because of the transfer portal era, where teams can totally change their entire roster pretty much year to year. We don't really have much of an idea who's really supposed to be good. I know Georgia is good. Outside of that, I don't know what to do with that Alabama result. Is Texas good? Is Bama not as good? You got to let this season play out, and that is not at all sexy.
Oh, let the season play out, as in don't fire people in week two? I just said that. Well, but no one's talking over Mike and yelling at him.
Your new coach is 0-3.
Well, 0-2 to start the season, yes.
But he lost the bowl game last year as well.
Like, bad.
It was. I think like the 0-2 stat is bad enough. You don't have to bring in a bowl game in which he didn't have any staff in place yet. They didn't have a defensive coordinator. Two of their best players were already opted out for the NFL. Oklahoma State.
Ooh.
And they gave up a big lead. It was bad, but I don't necessarily think that like the 0-2 is bad enough without having to bring in a game that I kind of feel like iffy about.
Jess, I admit I was very confused by the first Notre Dame coach to start 0-3. I said, wait a sec, they've only played two games. How is that possible? And I was like, it's because he's black. There's a black tax on top of it, Dano. See, it's like 0-2, and then you multiply that by 1.5 or whatever. And now that's how you end up with 3.
They're up 28-7 in that bowl game.
Yeah, they absolutely should have won it. They could not finish the game. But I also, it was before he hired a staff. It was, 3 weeks after he got the job. And I don't think that necessarily should count against
game?
Him.
Yeah. Why did he coach that game?
Why did he?
Because Brian Kelly left.
He was named the head coach, a couple weeks before.
Why
and
didn't he
technically was the head coach.
He would have been the interim, even if, Brian, even if he wasn't named permanent coach.
Oh,
he probably would have coached the bowl game anyway.
Well, maybe not. I mean, if they had gone out to hire someone else, he might not have stuck around. He might have gone with Brian Kelly to LSU. He was getting offered that defensive coordinator job. He might not have been there at all. Part of the reason that he was hired was the timing of everything. Luke Fickell was someone that a lot of Notre Dame fans thought that they might be interested in, but he had a playoff team, and so they'd have to wait over a month probably to get him to come to South Bend. And in college football, which is why Scott Frost, I think, was fired yesterday, the longer you wait, the harder it is to recruit. You don't have someone out on the, you know, recruiting trail. Signing day is pretty quick up after that. So, like, it was kind of a gamble. And then you assume if you don't promote Marcus Freeman to head coach, you lose him entirely. He'll probably go to LSU or somewhere else because he was very highly sought after defensive coordinator after last season.
Could he have done the old, I'm the head coach and I start head coaching next year? Right now I'm recruiting. I'm busy, guys. I can't coach the bowl game. I've got to get this program in order.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do
that? What are the players going to, like, how do you do that?
Is there any reason you're stuck here, Amin, on this, on the coaching of a bowl game last year?
It's an interesting point. You don't find it interesting? We could talk about something else.
No, I'm sorry. No, you're just asking.
It's about Marshall.
You just got here and you asking a lot of follow-up questions. I'm curious about the path you're following on whether he should be 0-2 or 0-3.
She's a wealth of information.
Jess.
Thanks. Thanks.
The answer has been there the entire time. Fire Al Golden. Just come on over.
I think.
Just come. I'm right here. I will welcome you. Just blame Al Golden. Just blame the defensive coordinator.
Why is he
Al
there?
Golden.
Fire him. It's
fire
easy.
Him.
Yeah.
Fire him. Just because he's in the building. Fire him.
Yeah. I think maybe he will become the scapegoat. However, Mike, however, the defense has been the better side of the ball so far.
Come on. But
the
he's offense, Al Golden.
The offense has really Reese. Struggled. The offensive line.
Well, you're not going to fire Tommy Reese, are you?
You have to.
Fire him. I'm not going to fire
Tommy
Reese.
You made a face.
I need more information.
Somebody. Fire a nun. Who cares?
I thought Tommy Reese was pretty impressive last season. Maybe Jack Cohn didn't get enough credit for being a competent quarterback at Notre Dame.
Please fire Al Golden.
I'm not going to fire Al Golden yet, but if push comes to shove, we will have to fire Al Golden.
Yes. Yeah, there, you got it.
But he hasn't earned a firing yet. He has not earned
fair
a firing
enough.
Yet.
She's being
soon.
Fair.
Wait, why are we protecting fair. Tommy Reese still? We
protecting like him. What do
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah,
he's an ex-Notre Dame guy.
But if Al Golden's inside of the
Marcus Freeman, there's a whole Notre Dame thing where it's like, if you're part of the family, you get a longer leash.
No, absolutely not. You are so wrong about how the fan base feels about Tommy Reese. It is very split because Tommy Reese has been a scapegoat for Notre Dame fans since he was the quarterback 10 years ago, filling in for Everett Golson and coming in situations.
That bullshit suspension.
A lot of Notre Dame fans are very unsure about why there's a 29-year-old calling the plays and da-da-da and this and that, as if like the entire trend in the NFL hasn't been to hire younger and younger because the younger offensive minds are more creative and they're running innovative plays. So far, I haven't watched the Marshall game back. I probably never will. I think given the weapons Notre Dame has at offense, I don't know how much I can fault.
Are you
going to
watch it with the sound on? Because that is a tough commentary team.
Mike, what's going on with your voice?
Back to school, Z is my daughter.
Is that what that is?
Also 7-3 to Southern Miss.
Wasn't it the Chugs?
No, it wasn't the Chugs.
Mike Ryan and Jessica have done a very good job today of getting the conversation murky and distracting us from things.
What did I not just answer of all your questions, Dan?
It's just an awkward transition by me to get to the toilet paper, Jessica. Just give me a second.
No.
Yes, because you've been able to help. I don't know. You went on vacation for a week. Nobody knew you were going on vacation. I suspected that you were leaving to avoid the toilet paper. And as with many things at Meadowlark Media, hoping we would simply forget, that everyone would forget that you've been away for a week since losing a bet where you have to eat 3 plies of toilet paper.
Yeah, and I'll do it once I heal up. Because obviously, I'm very
terrible.
Hurt. I sound very bad. You don't want single ply toilet paper.
Why are you
going
sitting
there
next to me?
Yeah. No. I'm good now. I'm good.
It was 7-3 Southern Miss is what that's what he's afflicted with.
Is this
today.
What Chris Collinsworth had too?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hey, he battled.
What was going on there? Why didn't they just tell him, hey, buddy, it's okay, man. There's a week two.
They have no one else.
They don't have.
No, Jason Garrett, you want to hear that again?
They can get Chris Sims on a private plane over if they wanted to. I actually think that they did really well, that he did really well under the circumstances. He kind of knew my voice is limited. Probably said to the truck, hey, jack up my level a little bit. Yeah. I'm just going to talk normally and it'll sound. I thought he actually did a really good job.
It was his Costas pink eye game.
Yep.
Absolutely. That was his Jordan flu game. That was when your instrument is going, I have to manage it for these 3 hours. Tirico is giving him some shit. I thought they played it off very well.
You say it's his Casas pink eye game. I say, look at me, Louie.
Oh, my God. An accusation has been made. I can't believe it. At Chris Collinsworth, who was noble.
Look at me, Louie. Oh, I don't take days off, even when I'm sick. You know, you got to go out there and fight and do. This is the same thing as Joe Burrow sitting in his full uniform for an hour after the game's over because I'm so mad. Look at me, Louie.
Tyler Van Dyke throwing in with his receivers at night long after the game.
Oh, look at me, Louie.
Take his money back.
The NFL started their week one with a bang of look at me, Louie's everywhere. They were like, I've been hearing things about like NBA coaches and no. Sit down. We've got the market cornered on look at me, Louie's.
Look at me, Louie.
What have you been hearing about NBA coaches? Yeah. What are you referencing?
You've been hearing things from NBA coaches?
Yeah, little things.
Yeah.
I humbly apologize for having my holiday time scheduled in the calendar months in advance, but I will eat the toilet paper.
I have a question about that.
I didn't tell you exactly how I was going to do it, though.
What?
With your butt.
Blend it?
Peanut butter?
Smoothie? We're going to blend it.
How do you blend toilet paper?
What did three plies consist of? Like, if you do a double ply, that counts as two,
I'm
right?
I'm going to go single ply. Single ply toilet paper.
Three
from the
sheets?
Clevelander bathroom.
Yeah. Three sheets. No, not from
fold
the
it like a pizza.
No. I'm going to get three single ply pieces of toilet paper. I'm going to get a chocolate shake. I'm going to blend it.
No. What?
What? I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that not good enough for you?
Yeah, that's cheating.
Oh,
it's not. Come on.
Is it?
Yeah,
oh,
that is
it's
cheating.
Not. Oh, I'm
this
sorry.
Is what you do. This is what you do. You make your chocolate milkshake on the side. If you want to drown it afterwards.
No. You don't
get
to do this.
It's assumed dry,
you don't
Mike.
Get to do this.
It's assumed dry.
I got to re-listen to the sound because you might have said, like, I'm going to take three pieces of ply and shove it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Like,
three ply.
Let me hear the sound. Can you find the sound for me real quick? Can we find the sound?
Whoa. Look, I've done plenty for this show. I have done plenty for this show very recently when it came to paying up on bets. I did this to myself. I shouldn't have. I could just say I'm not doing it. I will do it.
What do you mean?
I will
you
do it on my... Yeah.
You could say you're not doing
make
it.
Me. Look, make
look,
me.
What are we doing here?
Make me.
What we have here, Dan Levitard, is anarchy.
Yeah.
Anarchist here.
Yeah.
When everyone says, I can say whatever, and then turn around and say, you know what?
No, I am going to eat three plies of toilet paper.
There would be employment punishments. There would be there are all sorts of, just because
there
would
be punishments for you for making me eat toilet paper. How dare you, Dan Levitard?
You, we've got the sound somewhere. No, because someone will find me the sound and people can hear it and I will have public opinion behind me because Mike Ryan trying to welch again on another bet. Mike Ryan is, I think
I'm
we
not
have
welching.
Sound.
Welch is great.
And also, you can't say that term.
No,
what?
It's,
no.
That's it. It's,
yeah, got
it's
canceled.
Over. Did
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
why?
Welching is offensive.
Toilet paper?
To grapes? To who?
Yeah, in fact, I'm not going to do it because I'm offended.
On behalf of juice?
I don't know what I know. It's not. That's not the way. It's not an. That's not where it comes from.
What's
the sponsor
it come from?
Of a juice? I don't know where it comes from.
What, no
even,
one. No one in that room.
But,
Mike is
but,
just
but
making
but
shit
no,
up.
I know.
I'm not
it.
Making
no,
shit
it might
up.
Be
no,
Anthony.
It says on Google it's offensive.
To whom?
Sometimes offensive.
To whom? To
the me. People. I'm
people,
offended.
The people
I can't.
Trying to get out of bets. That's who it's offensive to. Got it. Glad we cleared that up.
Please, Jessica, help me out here. I don't even know where the... I don't know the origins of the phrase.
I'm looking for the origins also.
This guy right here has got you guys all running for the hills. Mike Ryan, you, sir, are a fraud.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to eat three plies of toilet paper.
Guess what? Put in a milkshake, you're not eating it, you're drinking it. There's a big difference in eating and drinking.
Mm.
If you threw it in
a hamburger,
now, okay. threw it in a bowl and did it with a spoon, you
hold
could
on.
Go
no, 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 no. I'm no. willing to hear this
batter
out.
Batter it, deep fry it, eat it deep fried. Everything tastes better deep fried.
I'm kind of keto earlier in the week.
Wait a minute. Aren't you guys all assuming? When we made the bet, it was three straight pieces. You're like, Mike, where's the sound? Somebody get me the sound of Mike Ryan so we could legislate in front of the people. What was the bet about? I don't
it
even remember anymore.
I just said that Mike Norvell wasn't going to beat Brian Kelly in the Superdome. And I was very surprised.
I found an origin, by the way. This story is from BBC.com.
Okay.
It says voice. That the origin's somewhat disputed, but the term's first recorded usage was in the 1860s in relation to a dispute over a horse racing bet, being understood as to mean renege on payment of money owed as winnings. In subsequent use, it's become defined as reneging on a promise or agreement. It notes that the phrase is, quote, sometimes considered offensive in view of the conjectured connection with Welsh people.
No, it's not. What? That sounds like a stretch and a half.
Well, who are you to decide?
You're not
are you
Welsh.
It's you just want to like
Welsh.
Maybe you could do some listening and learning.
Well, first of all, Welsh is spelled with an S, not a C.
Well, that is part of it's in this article that the spelling is disputed, so that might be part
everything's
of the
disputed.
Confusion.
This whole article, and by the way, this comes from the BBC. We don't trust them.
What?
We don't trust them.
I trust the BBC more than most. What do you mean? Why don't we? Who's we? And why don't we trust them?
What's wrong? Former colonies don't trust them. That's right.
No, but wait a minute.
I'm waving a flag over here.
But BBC historic. Look, journalism is a mess right now. But BBC is more of a credible source right now than just about many going because of what a mess journalism is.
I get my news from Agence France-Presse. That's just me. Maybe I'm just a little different in that regard.
Look at me, Louis. Jesus Christ. What a random accent.
Look at me, Louis.
Pomposity not seen since the condescension of the Pittsburgh condescending Steelers fan.
I don't know what you mean. Joe Burrow couldn't handle a little four interception game in his return back to the Cincinnati Stadium, but that's on him because the Steelers, they did everything they could, Dan, and they looked amazing.
Well, they
on
were
on defense. They did, Chris.
They were one of the surprising teams of the week, and I do want to get to who won Game One. We will get this sound of Mike Ryan and legislate this, but I did like that Peter King went and speaking of folksy phrases, he went to Trubisky and he said,
Wait, folksy phrases is cute. Let's use that instead.
All right. Speaking of folksy phrases, he went to Mitch Trubisky and he said, I guess the reports of the Steelers' demise have been greatly exaggerated. And Trubisky looked at him and said, what's that mean?
Oh. I love it.
Let's go ahead and play that sound, Mike, of you and see where. I mean, you can't do this in a blender, Mike. That's so weak.
Let me tell you something. If Mike Norvell beats LSU in the Superdome,
uh-oh,
I will take out a roll of toilet paper and I will eat three plies. I will eat three plies of toilet paper.
How does that fix our problem, though?
I will tear off three individual plies of toilet paper.
Okay, very
I will look
good.
Directly into this camera.
That's nice to know. But
Mike
again,
Norvell
the
is not beating LSU in Louisiana. I don't see it happening. That's just a
order up.
That's just a saying where I grow up.
Yeah. He also just said he'd look into the camera when he ate it. He didn't say needed. You know, without ketchup or something.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Now look, you want to tear off three squares? It's not ply. Ply is the level.
Layers,
yeah. The layers. Three squares of tissue paper and put on some sriracha, man. Go at it. I'm with it.
No.
I just want to see you do
that's
it.
That's just a saying where I come from. Yeah. I don't actually have to. It's like
where
eating crow.
Where do you come
crow.
From?
Huh?
Where do you come from?
Who won week one? Metal Arc Media, we're going to have to call Skipper if he's this insubordinate. There's going to have to be some penalty involved.
You're not going
to
make me do this. You're not going to make me.
Even if it risks human resource violations.
I don't think HR's ever going to side with an employer making their employees stick toilet paper in their mouth.
You're disappointing your father right now.
Rise up!
Look in the camera. Your father is disappointed in you right now.
Up!
How about Mike eats the toilet paper after I cry?
You cry into the toilet paper, and then I'll eat it.
And then you'd be
literally eating
her Notre
That's gonna
Dame
be
tears.
Like 12 years of repressed feelings, Mike. Good
go.
Luck eating that.
Let's do it.
I just felt like Thanos did when he put the last stone into the glove.
eating someone's tears.
You're gonna be eating like all my high school breakups, my mom's various health issues, my grandpa dying, my other grandpa dying.
Oh, dark turn.
Steelers losing in the playoffs to the Browns.
As long as one of those tears is Trajan Bandy's pick six, I am good.
Jessica, have at it, because I do think that maybe Josh Allen still gets to win week one, even though he did it earlier in the week. But the Steelers, I don't know where the surprises rank for you guys. A Houston Colts tie. Please banish those teams eternally to hell. Both of them to play that game.
Great
and torture
what are you
fans
talking
down
about?
There.
Oh, terrible.
I hate that game. I hate you. Yes, end in a tie. And go 0-0-17 and get out of my life, both of you.
I had so many parlays just contingent on Colts money line and got purged. And the Chuggy ramifications and the Survivor
pools. Like, right? How many people got knocked out because that Davis Mills isn't going to be a quarterback that can tie you?
I've never seen a football weekend, college included, that was this hard to predict. There's so many teams that were supposed to flatly win easily.
I mean, I don't know. Was it hard to predict, Tony? I mean, on Thursday, we were telling you about home doggies.
Home doggies dominated.
Home doggies dominated that week one window.
I love you guys taking a victory. Like, you guys were so sure the Rams were beating the Bills.
That's true.
Both of you.
Well, home doggies, though. It was a home doggie.
No, but they were saying all of last week. We don't have a flawless record. They were both annoying last week, muttering home dogs. Well, and to be fair, look. Whittingham wasn't just guessing there. It's based on him listening to all of these pods that are telling
while he's
you.
Naked.
All of these information pods that are telling you there's going to be a problem with misanalysis in week one because home dogs shouldn't be home dogs.
Well, oh, man. It's just the fact that, like, you go into week one, who the hell wants to have their money on the Texans? And there's reasons why there are giant towers in Las Vegas that are worth many billions of dollars.
Investment.
It's because nobody wants to bet on unders and nobody wants to bet on the Texans. And so what do? You bet on the Texans. You bet on the Falcons. You bet on the Chicago Bears. Money line. Yeah, the Steelers. All these underdogs tonight. The Seattle Seahawks.
Tonight, yes. They cover.
But here's the thing about this. This is the thing that happens, right? Of course. This is a funny thing. I am a truly, epically terrible gambler by any definition. I just leak 5% all weekend, and then every once in a while I go 1-13. And it's just hemorrhaging for years. But you, I'm betting the Broncos.
Whoa!
Because I can't bet the Seahawks because I can't bet on Geno Smith. I know.
Of course
I'm wrong.
You can.
I know.
Of course
I'm
you
wrong.
Can. Dan, do it. But this do is, it. Put your money on Marcus Mariota and David Mills.
Yes, you are correct. My point is that in the enjoyment of the weekend, since I know I'm going to lose anyway, I will not Geno Smith myself to money. Nope. Rather lose it with principle.
The Lions, by the way. Lions, home doggy cover.
That was bullshit.
I know it was backdoor, but guess what, Dan? A cover's a cover.
That's
good teams win, great teams cover.
That is the only thing that kept Mike and Mina from 6-0 this weekend picking games was the Detroit Lions backdoor cover. And I guess A.J. Brown is that important because I was confused about why is everybody on Philadelphia? Why does everybody think that the Eagles are going to come out of that division? As the analysis now, I don't know if you guys saw this, but as the Cowboys lose last night, it's just perfect that at the very end of whatever this sports argument culture is, after the Cowboys lose, Stephen A. Smith immediately goes to video and it's just laughing. And Skip Bayless immediately goes to video and just pouts in a Cowboys jersey, takes it off, and then puts on a Brady jersey. And that's the analysis at the top of the food chain.
Millions of dollars. How many millions? How many millions are they paying them? How many millions just to put on a jersey?
I did the home doggy thing with the Dallas Cowboys, primetime home doggy, and I should have known. In fact, I went as far as to say, hey, because I'm going to be at the Cowboys game next week, let's make sure to buy those tickets now, because a 1-0 Cowboys team against Joe Burrow, that is going to be a hot ticket. Four interceptions from Joe Burrow and a Cooper Rush later, I am out thousands.
Can I ask you guys, though, as a fun experience, because it really is, obviously, winning is the best thing in gambling. But I'm telling you that in that league, I've gotten so beaten down by that league that I basically very often am betting the thing I don't think is going to happen because I'm just always wrong. So I'm betting against what I actually think is going to happen. And of course, tonight, Seattle is an underdog because Geno Smith. That's the reason. Russell Wilson, that's the analysis. Like, that's where the betting money is going. But I ask you guys, as a fun experience in gambling, doesn't it hurt you to take the home dog because you don't actually want to take Davis Mills? You don't want to be rooting for that.
Well, you know what? It was real. It was a real pain yesterday when I had a 20-3 lead yesterday in the Texans. I have them with 7 points. I'm like, am I sure? And Matt Ryan's going in to go and score. Once again, goes to overtime. I'm good. But the Falcons, They have a 26-10 lead. They should run it. They're inside the 10-yard line. Marcus Mariota has a dumb, dumb fumble. And the fact that I'm even sweating, yeah, you have to sweat it out until the final whistle because the team you have money on is bad. It's a bad team.
Rise up, baby!
But guess what? The Atlanta Falcons covered.
Yeah, you win.
That's all that matters.
That is.
So, and by the way, we talked about this last Thursday, Amin, and we mentioned that the money and the bets were in huge favor of Denver. And since then, a huge amount of money has come in on Seattle. Mm-hmm. I think when we talked about it, it was 89% of the bets and 79% of the money was on Denver. That's down to 78% of the bets and 60% of the money is on Denver. Money is coming in late on Seattle. Why? Because we watched the games yesterday.
You say that, and this is what I would say to you, right? Because Mike was on the Giants, okay? And this is why I will never bet the Giants in that situation. Because when it's Titans 14-0, I'm like, I knew it. I knew it. Why did I do that? That's not what I thought was going to happen. And then, of course, Saquon Barkley kind of wins the weekend. It was nice to see him running fast again. And that team
he's healthy. He's pretty good.
Yeah, Giants, when they're healthy, they have weapons. I don't know why they decide for Kadarius Toney to not be one of those weapons. They just willingly, like their second most dynamic player on offense, they just don't play. He got one touch in the fourth quarter, 20 yards. I have him on my fantasy team. Can you tell?
What, do you have his over as well yesterday?
I had all his overs.
Yeah, you sounded like you had a lot of Kadarius Toney props yesterday in the chat.
Real quick here, just because you mentioned Al Golden, and it made me smile this weekend to see that either no one told the poor Southern Miss coach, he did not know how to dress, but he decided in Miami swamp heat to wear a white shirt, dress shirt, and tie with no undershirt. Look at me,
that's what it is. He's committed to a look.
Oh, my God.
Noon at Hard Rock Stadium, be damned. He's going to look at me, Louie, his shirt and tie.
Mario Cristobal used to do that at FIU for a long time.
He learned.
Dude looked like he jumped in a pool.
It's hard to explain to people just how quickly he sopped through that shirt. It was no longer white. It was the color of his skin, damp with a white shirt on it.
Too bad he wasn't around on Sunday. They could have just thrown him on top of that grill fire.
It is so hot out there.
Oh my God.
I felt your takes on this last week. It is really hot out there. And I, as much as I want to jump on the Miami Hurricanes fans, because this week you could actually do a real attendance controversy, because that was super disappointing. A lot of the excuses for not going to the games are gone now. Miami's putting resources behind it. To have that turnout noon
Jessica,
against Southern Miss.
Jessica, why are you laughing at him?
I just remembered. So my friend, same friend who doesn't watch college football, we were watching football on Saturday, and she's like, oh, so why is Miami Stadium like 45 minutes away? And I was like, oh, like, don't get me started on this. And I was like, but why do you know that? And she's like, oh, I was watching a Miami Let's Get Ready TikTok, and she was saying that she gets ready and gets on the bus, but no one goes to the games. And I just was dying laughing because she had no idea why it was so funny to me.
Yeah, Saturday was bad, but also it's dangerous. It's so dangerous to go to these games.
No, look, you guys
so hot.
You guys shouted me down last week on this. Man, nobody wants to talk about this helpless, hopeless climate change shit. But no, it's an unreasonable place to play football for four quarters, Mike. Like,
playing football is actually a lot safer than tailgating out there. Cars are exploding.
Yo, what was that? Did you see that?
Yeah, we covered.
We already did it.
Never mind.
You were late again.
No, we'll leave it
late again.
It's all right.
I'm
late again.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I was supposed to fly the plane. I got to go in there. Yeah, that'll be great on 9/11 to walk into the cockpit and tell them, hey, can you hurry this up? Dan Le Batard needs me to be there on time.
Well, the audience
does. Not sure why you had to invoke 9/11.
Because it was 9/11 when I was flying.
I think you need to apologize to everybody.
I'm not apologizing. I apologize for nothing.
Apologize to the Welsh for that joke.
Rise up!
Hey, it's Mike, and I know you were hoping for an update on those fishtail ponds in my backyard. Well, have I got news for you. I actually got lighting installed, and I can change it with an app. Beautiful fishtail ponds lit up red, depending on my mood. If my hockey team wins, we light those suckers red. Anyways, I like being outside. I like looking at those fishtail palms. You love hearing about it. But what's in my hand other than my app changing the lighting? A Miller Lite is in my hand. That's right, because I know when a Miller Lite is in my hand, I make a good time, Miller time. I take that first sip, I know immediately I made the right call. Nothing goes with my fishtail palms quite like a Miller Lite. It makes everything so much better. And I'm going to have some people over.
I'm going to toss them that beautiful white can. They're going to say, heck yeah. And they're going to have that first sip and know, just like me, that they made the right call. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.